4:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on this Tuesday afternoon. And I'm joined now by Susan Crabtree. Susan is a Washington Times White House correspondent. Hello, Susan.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Sanctions squeeze Iran's oil exports to a 20-year low. Boy, that got my attention. Who knew the sanctions were working, huh?
Well, you know, it does look like they are having an economic pinch on Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that will have any impact on its disclosure about its nuclear program and talks coming up in Moscow June 18th will be the sort of the determining factor on whether this is a successful policy or not.
What are they exporting now in relationship to what they did perhaps a year ago or more?
Well, what we got from the Energy Information Agency numbers yesterday were estimates that it's down from about 600,000 to 800,000 barrels a day.
Okay.
So last year they were about 2.5 million barrels a day, and now they're about 1.2 to 1.6.
Okay. All right. Then that means that someone is still buying the oil. Do we know the players that are still doing that?
Well, China is still buying the oil, and that is one we had yesterday. There was an announcement from the White House that there are a lot of different countries, mainly European, some not, who were definitely on board with this new sanctions policy and embargo of Iranian oil, but that China and Singapore were not among them.
Mm-hmm.
And China is the biggest importer of Iranian oil. And
yeah.
You know, they have been a big hurdle in terms of getting any kind of agreement on what to do about Iran, and as well as Syria in recent UN security talks. So they're still basically become part of the problem rather than part of the solution far as the West is concerned.
Yeah. All right. Now, I think most of us thought that if you squeezed Iran too hard, we'd be hurting ourselves with higher gasoline prices. But evidently, other oil-producing nations have stepped in because we're seeing prices dropping at the pump.
Well, you know, of course, the Obama administration is incredibly sensitive to the higher gas prices right now, especially during an election year, and they did not want to have any impact on that. If this action, this sanctions regime on Iran had any possibility that it would increase gas prices at the pump for Americans, so heading into the summer, the hot election months, I don't think we'd have seen this policy. And again, yesterday, the Obama administration assured everyone in a statement from Hillary Clinton and the White House, both in joint statements, that this was having no effect, that they are determining that there's enough oil supply out there in the world to keep us going.
Yeah. Is it the thought that eventually Iran will cooperate with the international community, and have they made demands of any of these countries that have applied pressure to them?
Well, you know, it's interesting because yesterday there were reports out that Iran was balking about cooperating before these talks, and they said that there was some miscommunications going on, and they may even pull out of the talks in Moscow in June 18th. So if there's any cooperation planned, it's not happening in the next month or so, from what I understand. I mean,
okay.
It's not happening anytime soon. Maybe over the next few months. Certainly, we'll see their level of cooperation in Moscow. Maybe that these initial reports out yesterday were just, you know, shot across the bow, maybe positioning. But it's interesting to read the tea leaves before these big talks occur.
Yeah. Were there other sanctions, like banking industry, that kind of stuff?
We have all of these. There has been a series of sanctions on anyone dealing with the Iranian Central Bank. And so those were sort of earlier this year. In March, we saw the White House come out with stronger sanctions in that regard. And then we have this oil embargo from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That's set to begin July 1st, which will really be sort of a determining factor. It will be a really good chance for us to see whether this is having an impact or not.
Yeah. This for the administration actually has to be, a ray of sunshine. This sounds like it's actually some good news for them.
Well, yes. I mean, the oil amount that it's exporting, that Iran is exporting, is down. Mm-hmm. Whether that has a real impact on the negotiations over the nuclear program and what the inspectors can and cannot see is another question. So,
yeah.
Yes, we know it's having an impact in terms of their exports. We don't know whether it's changing their mind about how fully to disclose their nuclear program.
Yeah. I know one of the other stories that you were following dealt with Commerce Secretary John Bryson, who has evidently had some type of medical mishap to the point where he was involved in a couple of car accidents over the weekend. Any news on that front? Any new developments?
Well, last night, the press secretary, the White House press secretary, Jay Carney, announced that Bryson would be taking a medical leave of absence, and that the president had actually talked to him this morning. That came out later today, and that the president was hoping that he would be in really good care and close contact with his doctors, and that they would figure out what caused these traffic accidents. He did have Bryson suffered a seizure during these two accidents, and San Gabriel police out in L.A., where he was when the accidents occurred, were thinking about considering, or did file, a felony charge of hit and run. So this is serious stuff, and, if he has a medical problem, it'll be interesting to see if this temporary leave of absence becomes a permanent one.
Yeah, are they naming an interim replacement, or is that not necessary?
I think that the deputy would be.
Yeah.
There was talk that he was going to be stepping up into that role during his absence, I know that the White House press secretary said that the president thought that the Commerce Department would be in good hands with the deputy.
All right, and just to confirm, no alcohol was involved. We understand that he allowed a breathalyzer test?
That's exactly right, yeah. The San Gabriel police, he did submit to a breathalyzer, and they determined that no alcohol and drugs were involved.
Mm-hmm. And originally we heard that he had had seizures in the past, but now I understand that's not the case?
It's sort of in dispute, yes. I've seen both reports.
Okay.
So, we'll see when the White House has another press conference, probably tomorrow, whether that gets flushed out.
Okay. Thanks for the update on both stories. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk again. Thanks, Susan.
Thanks for having me.
See you. Susan Crabtree, Washington Times White House correspondent. It's 4:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.